Hi, this is Hugh Thompson, and I am Program Committee Chairman of RSA Conferences and Chief Security Strategist at People Security. In this HelpNet Security podcast, I'm going to be talking about the new breed of attackers and why we need security awareness now more than ever. It's fascinating to see how things have evolved over the last 6 to 12 months. We've seen the rise of hacktivism, we've seen some advanced persistent threats, but if you look back at the attacks, many of them have to do with very simple social engineering and phishing techniques. Now, think about that on one side for a second. On the other side, think about how much consumerization has affected us. We've got more devices in the enterprise that are being managed by users that we really don't have insight into. We might not have an agent on them, we might not have antivirus, we may not be able to set policy. If you combine those two things, security is coming more and more down to the little decisions that every single employee makes every day. And that's why it's so critical that when we think about security awareness, it's not something that we do and there's some boring kind of training that you sit through. We have to think actively about engaging our users and helping them make better choices. Now, there's a couple of things to think about when you're thinking about security awareness training. The first is you have to engage the user. You have to show them the consequences. You know, most people that work inside the company are good folks that want to do the right thing. They really want to do the right thing. They're not out to destroy you, and they just don't know what the right thing is to do. Now, security isn't very intuitive because it trades off with other things that we really like. You know, when my mom downloads an application on her Android phone from the internet, she just wants it to work. She wants to shoot the bird across the air and have it hit the pig. But when she downloads it, she's faced with a series of choices. They ask questions about, should this application access the internet? Maybe should it access the security log? She doesn't know what those choices really mean, and she optimizes for utility. She'll always click OK. And I think most users are that way. But what we have to educate them on is that whenever you have utility, you also have accompanying risk. And we need to teach them how to weigh that risk appropriately. You know, there's no better tool than examples. I think if you have vivid illustrations, cases where people have clicked on a link, downloaded some kind of application or some kind of even video player to play this cool, interesting thing that a trusted person has sent, the implications that has to the enterprise. If you tie it back into, you know, every person in the enterprise having this personal security responsibility and security being kind of a weaved mesh of all these folks. I'll tell you that while some of the breaches that we've seen over the last 12 months have involved very simple attacks, attackers are also using very complex trust, I guess, infrastructures might be a good way to explain it. I'll give you an example. I got an email, I'd say about 2 weeks ago, that says, hey, for security reasons, we are not including a link in this email, right? Yeah, okay, that's great. So instead of clicking on a link, we need you to download this particular tool. Just search for this particular keyword on the internet, and that's how it phrased it. So just search for this keyword and find our site and download the tool. Again, this is purely for security reasons. Now, I found this really intriguing because some security awareness training, the not good kind, will just give people very simple rules to follow, like don't click on links. Attackers realize that many people are now getting this advice, so they're using that advice against us as a company. So what they then do is take that particular term, it's usually a very unique term, they'll search engine optimize it in engines like Google and Bing, and make their particular malware site bubble up to the top. You then click on it. There's a link to download the tool. You click download, you install it, and now you're compromised, and there's some kind of rootkit on the system. So what we need to do in information security, and I think this is going to be more and more important as time goes on, is just educate users that every single time they open an email, even when they get a call, that there's a possibility that the person on the other end of this may want to cause them or the company harm. And there's one more thing I wanted to cover. It's the fact that people are so more knowable now at a distance than they were in the past. So I can craft a very, very specific spear phishing email targeted at someone I've never met, and it can look so credible because I know so much about this person now before I even meet them. I look them up on LinkedIn, I follow them on Twitter, maybe I get them to add me as a friend to Facebook. I can even look at public records online and learn about who this person is, not just who they are, who their friends are. I can then craft an email that looks like it's come from a friend. Hey, check out this cool video, or hey, it was great seeing you last week and wherever they posted on Twitter that they were, and I thought you'd really enjoy this. Think about how credible that is. Think about how many emails you get today that follow that very same formula. So we need to get into a mode, not of paranoia, but of questioning data that comes our way, and particularly questioning commands that come our way that could be risky to us and to our company. This is a really serious responsibility. I think the burden on us as information security professionals has never been greater in terms of education. And I look forward to seeing the community rise up on this particular issue and come up with a lot more innovative ways to educate people, not just as companies, but as countries and as communities. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.